For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Going to be joined by our pal Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue. I got to ask him about this situation, this catcher. Just the craziest thing. Derek Bender, that's his name.
Jordan and Jake, they specialize in goofy, odd stories in baseball.
Yeah.
And
doesn't get much goofier and odd than this.
A lot of minor league content from them over the years. And I got to wonder if they've ever seen anything like this, because that story we talked about in Don't Do This, it's unbelievable.
It's truly, truly incredible.
Just go home then.
Derek Bender tipping pitches for the opposing team, letting everyone know what was coming and where it was going to be, and ruining his own team's chances at a playoff appearance. So we'll get to, get to Jordan right after this quick check of traffic.
Nope, we're gonna
no traffic.
Right now.
All right, we'll go to him right now. How about that? No traffic, right, Paulie?
Correct.
Jordan, good morning. Sorry, Ben's out.
Hey guys,
I had a little wine last night. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Like
fine.
Literally,
it's good
just
to see you both.
Just a little wine, like a half a glass.
More than I had.
And it's affecting me tremendously. I got to ask you about this story. Yeah. I can't wrap my head around it. Derek Bender, we just talked about it. Do you know Derek at all? Do you know of him? Like, what's your history?
We do, actually. So we just talked about it on our show we recorded this morning. I don't want to pretend like we know Derek super well, but someone we met, familiar with. Obviously, we cover, as you mentioned, Paul, we cover the college game very closely.
Yeah.
And cover the draft very closely. And so we met Derek at the MLB Combine, actually, when we covered earlier this year. The draft combine back before. And, you know, he's, again, pretty standard catching prospect.
Yeah.
Sixth round pick. Coming into the year, actually, was expected to be an even possibly like a top three round guy. Had kind of an up and down season at Coastal. But Derek is a goofy gentleman. I will say that.
Okay.
We had a good time talking to him, but I think what this is, I want to kind of zoom out farther than him in particular, because I do think that part of the conversation here is right. The premise, the story that is being told, right. And perhaps there is still another side to the story that we will find out. Perhaps we will see at some point that there is some sort of misunderstanding, whatever. Although, based on the reporting, it's, you know, he's already been released. And so it seems that the conclusion was arrived at very, very confidently, right? So if we go by the story that is being told, the premise here is that he did not want to be playing anymore, right? He wanted the season to be over. And so he was, by doing this, trying to have his team lose, right? That's the very basic premise of it.
Yep, speed it up. We're done. Yep.
Now, I think you guys know this. You guys have talked about to baseball players for a long time, right? The basic premise of players wanting a season to be over at this stage, particularly minor league players, that by itself, especially in the minor leagues, right, is not completely unheard of. Okay, so let's establish that, right? However, of the hundreds of players that, you know, over the years, thousands, infinite number of players that have, as the dog days wind down, as the season, and it's like, oh, it's been a long season,
yeah,
playing it in all these minor league parks, none of them have done this, or at least not to this degree that we immediately find out about it, right?
Correct.
And so that is why we end up at an all-time poor choice of decision making, and ultimately throwing your teammates under the bus,
yeah,
by having costing them a chance to compete in a genuine way. Because let's be honest, and I made this point on the podcast this morning, if you want to go up there and swing at every pitch,
yep,
because you want, you can do that. Absolutely. And no one's going to say a word.
Not a word.
No one's going to. Right, I'm sure that's happened.
You can take every single. Oh, it's. I was looking fastball, man. He threw a curveball. Sorry, nothing I can do. Nothing I can do about it.
If there's ways to move the game along, right? That's fine. Not that I'm saying that's what. But like that, I guess my point is the notion that someone wants the season to be over is not impossible to fathom.
Yeah.
What is impossible to fathom is this is the way you go about doing it.
Yeah, I saw a guy.
That is what's so disappointing.
And I saw a guy tweet. He says a lot of dudes who've never been in a dugout casting stones. I would tell you after 150 plus games, 90% of the guys on that diamond wanted to go the hell home. This dude played 19 games. 19 right. games is what he played. He wasn't out there for 150 squatting behind the dish. So this, yes, if this is the premise, it makes zero sense. And I literally, yes, I said, I try to put myself in the position of this young man, or like the position of his father. And if I was his father, sure, the first thing I would say is, son, are you okay? Honestly, are you okay? Yeah. Because if you don't want to play, that's fine. You don't have
that's
to.
That's fine.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely
right.
Fine.
To that point. But from the Twins' perspective, which is why they released him,
yeah,
that's not a mindset, let alone a choice of judgment that you would want to have in your organization, which
correct,
is why you end up here, right?
So, again, fascinating story. Fascinating, yes, story. Just incredible.
Yes.
And obviously more will come out. And just look, yeah, again, as a human being, I feel for somebody that would look at that situation and say, yeah, this is what I'll do. And right, you know it's bad when the other team's like, bro, this guy is literally telling us what pitches are coming in location. Right. I mean, 4-0 right, in the first inning or whatever. And that poor pitcher that's out there grinding,
exactly,
for a gig, too. Just, yeah, again, one of those stories we will all continue to be fascinated by and watch. Talking to Jordan Schuster from Cespedes Family Barbecue. How are you doing, buddy? We split. Yeah, Padres Mariners split. I'm telling you, I know everyone hates on your offense, but I look at your lineup and I go, they scare me. I mean, there's guys in there that are scary. Is it like the Padres, yeah, syndrome of last year where you're like, no, no, they'll get hot. They'll get hot.
At this point, no. But the, to your point, the names in the lineup definitely are better than the numbers at this point. But at this point, it's just too late, and their loss last night was more indicative of some of the issues they've had recently. Some pretty astounding stats. We've talked about the lack of, you know, the elite starting pitching combined with an inability to either support that pitching or have the bullpen able to kind of slam the door behind it.
Yep.
Just an incredible statistic from Ryan Divish, who now the Mariners, unsurprisingly, you know, lead the league in quality starts. Right. I mean, this is what they're built on is pitching. And they had Bryce Miller was awesome. You saw what Brian Wu was able to do.
My God,
against
he's
San Diego.
Incredible, man.
And he's right. He's outstanding. The Mariners 87 quality starts this season, by far the most.
Oh.
And they're 57-30 in those games. By contrast, the Phillies were second most with 74. They're 60-14. So the Mariners have found a way to lose 30 games that they were, you know, got quality starts from their starters. And some of that has been because they can't score.
Yep.
And some of that has been because the bullpen, which has just been thinned out by injuries. I mean, coming into this season, and so much of their success last year was having a Matt Brash. They trade for Gregory Santos. They trade for Yimi Garcia, you know, in the middle of the season, and they've got next to nothing out of those guys. Brash has been out the whole year. Santos has barely pitched. Garcia pitched a few times and then is now out for the year. So the bullpen, while they have had some some standout performances as they've kind of created in their quote unquote pitching lab. It's just not enough. And with the offense that they have, it's not a complete team. And that is why they're in the position they're in.
Talking to Jordan Schusterman, Cespedes Family Barbecue. We do it every Friday, brought to you by our friends at Grand Ole Barbecue. So, Jordan, somebody had called in earlier and asked us to kind of look at where we are as Padre fans, and you know, you look at the contenders in the NL and the NL wild card, and Mets and Braves are kind of the ones we're looking at. Padres and Diamondbacks at the top there. Padres trailing by a half game in the wild card. Mets and Braves are the ones that are making some noise. I mean, Braves are 5-5 in the last 10. The Mets are red hot, 8-2. But they got the Phillies. The Braves got the Dodgers. Listen, I mean, the Padres have the Giants, who have been a bit of a pain for us this year. Then we've got the Astros. Then we got the White Sox, mercifully, but those games are going to be excruciating to watch because you need to win all three of those. I mean, it's coming down to the wire. What is your kind of outsider's perspective on who's going to be left out of the dance?
Yeah, I think this week was the first time that the Mets playoff odds surpassed Atlanta's. And a lot of it was, you know, looking at some of their schedules and saying that they looked like the Mets was tougher. And a lot of that is because they do have seven more games against the Phillies. What is so exciting about where we're at now, and I know it's maybe not as many races as we were hoping for, but we maybe set up with the AL East, some other division races, we'll see. But, you know, you have this series, you know, between the Mets and the Braves, where not only will the standings alone maybe be determined by that, but they also the tiebreaker, right? We don't have game 163 anymore.
Yep.
And those teams are 5-5 against each other so far this year. So those three games are really setting up to be special. And I think with the way both these teams have been playing, it should remain close enough to give us that. I mean, the Mets have gotten enough pitching recently that has really allowed them winning, you know, 15 of their last 20. Their offense has really more recently just been about Lindor, and Jesse Winker's been a lot better recently. But some of their other veterans have not been swinging it over the last couple of weeks, that Nimmo's and JD Martinez. Pete's been okay. So there's maybe more upside with that offense. I think the offense is what carried them for a lot of the beginning of the season, and now the pitching is finally stepping up. Whereas Atlanta, I mean, we know they're just scrapping it together on offense,
yeah,
and they're just hoping to get in because I still believe they have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. So they will scare you if they can ultimately get in, but it's going to be dicey because their ability to score runs is still not awesome right now, and obviously injuries have played a huge role in that.
It is so dicey watching, and again, the schedules are going to be a big part of this. And you know, the Dodgers, they want to win those games too because they're scrapping it out for best record, and I mean, it's just you know, we're pretty NL focused here, obviously, in San Diego, Jordan. And I watch this and I go, man, it really, I can't remember. And it's probably recency bias, but I'm looking at this going, I don't remember a time when it was this exciting, mostly because our team is in it and, you know, kind of poised to make some noise in the postseason if we can get there. And I think there's a lot of Padre fans still.
I like that. Poised
to make some noise. Noise. Put that on a shirt. That's trademark. Ben and Woods. Copyright. And I will do the.
You guys make plenty of shirts.
Yeah,
we do. What's the weight?
We haven't made one in a while, actually. Poised to make some noise.
Yeah.
You know what our problem is, Jordan? Is we feel like when we make a shirt, everything will go south, and then we'll be the new guy, the That's What's In guys. So we don't want
That's What's In.
Yeah, we don't want that moniker. So we are very hesitant to put it all out there. You know, I mean, I think it could really backfire.
I don't know if you fully understand, Jordan. It's been 2 years now almost. Those guys not be able to show their face in San Diego.
It never leaves. That's what they're going to haunt
us. I think we extend the olive branch when the Padres make the World Series.
Yeah, Bartman-esque.
Those guys can come back, throw out a first pitch or something.
Ah,
great.
So
I don't know about that.
They were
a bit of a stretch.
So when they made the video 2 years ago, the one of our stations down the hall had them in. And we hung like newspapers on our glass so they wouldn't look into our studio. Because if we saw
shut the door,
we shut the door.
We put a sign on this that said, gone fishing.
Yeah, gone fishing.
And that's so funny.
We kept them out of the studio.
All we needed was one of them to come, hey, you guys want to talk to the That's What's In guys? Absolutely.
Because we were livid that they made that video. And we're begging our fan base to not make any raps or any videos or anything to make any big noise. You just kind of want to be quiet and be under the radar.
That's fair. But also, like, it is interesting if we dig into that, the notion of poised to make some noise. We're going to run with this for a second. It is when it's like, oh, they could make some. It's like now, I don't know, like the Padres have put themselves in a position where people, like, I'm not saying they're a favorite, but it's like they've built this team where now it's like, no, you should. It's not like, ooh, they could make some noise. It's like, no, you're really good.
They should like, make should some noise.
Disappointing if you don't make some noise.
I know. It's weird how perspectives
maybe
can
change.
Maybe that's
what poise means.
Yeah,
but
poise.
I think the expectations should be there. I think this is, especially now with Tatis back.
Yep.
Now we're looking at, we're really looking at an impressive group. I'm excited to watch. No, but again, Arizona, a lot of reasons to be excited about Arizona as well. Maybe not quite as much on the mound, but their offense is legit, right? With Suarez has been doing, Carroll certainly been playing much better. They're getting healthier. So both of those teams. And yeah, that would be a really interesting, you know, I'm curious what you guys like. I don't really know what the Padres D-backs rivalry is, like what the status of that is.
It's not much.
Seem particularly strong. However, this could be an opportunity to kind of spice that up if they do end up playing in that first round.
I mean, they're a pretty terrifying team. The Mets are pretty terrifying, and they played the Padres tough this year. So it's coming down to the wire, man. We certainly appreciate your time
being
there with
us. Jordan, oh, before you leave, how was Jake's wedding last week? He joined us on show on Friday and busted out the saxophone on the air with us.
Did he crush it?
Yeah. Wait. He did that on Friday?
He did it on Friday. Yeah.
He was sitting outside in his backyard or so, wherever they were at, and pulled out a saxophone and started playing.
Well, the saxophone was a big part of the wedding. He had been secretly learning it for months to surprise his now bride, and it was incredible. It was very, very funny. Well, it was a great weekend. It was a fantastic time. We did get a little behind the scenes on the pod we recorded this morning, so if you want more wedding chat, you can definitely get that. But yes, obviously, congrats to Jake and Tamara. It was a lovely time. I was very, very excited to be there.
No meat at that wedding, right?
No
meat. No, yeah, we talked about that. Actually. All right. Well,
we played it pretty straight.
Plenty of meat here on Ben and Woods this morning. Jordan, thank you so much for your time, buddy. We will talk to you guys next week, man. Keep up the great work.
Always a pleasure. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. That's Jordan Schusterman. Cespedes Family Barbecue, brought to you by our friends at Grand Ole Barbecue. Thank you guys for making the best barbecue in San Diego, I do believe. All right, so Ben and Woods will continue. We've got the skipper, Mike Schilt, coming up at 9 a.m. Excited to talk to him. We got a Rindle report coming up as well. Parker McCollum tickets next. Why don't you call 833-288-0973 if you want to win those Parker McCollum tickets. We'll give those away. Right now, we'll give them to caller 5. How about that? Happy birthday to our beloved executive producer, Paulie Rindle, turning the ripe old age of 34 tomorrow. Man, look at you. Look at you. Accomplished so much in your 34 years. you hear from your mom today?
Not today.
Tomorrow. She'll get you tomorrow.
She was texting me last night, and then, I'll hear from her tomorrow.
You got a text from a dad today.
Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad.
My dad.
Texted me right at 6 o'clock, right when the show started. He said, "Happy birthday, happy early birthday, Paul. Hope you have a great day." I said, "Love you, Dad. Thank you. I appreciate it." It's just nice to have anybody if you're a dad and you want to text me tomorrow, it would mean a lot.
I'm a dad. I will text you tomorrow. So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Be right back. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Congratulations to Brian.
Oh, yeah, Brian.
He's our winner.
Very excited about going to see Parker McCollum.
Yeah.
Congrats, Brian. He actually didn't know what he'd won.
You know what?
But he was excited.
I appreciate it. He heard call in.
And he did it.
And that SOB called in and he won.
Yeah. Congratulations. He goes, who am I going to see again? Pauly said, Parker McCollum. He said, oh, cool. So, Miss Parker McCollum.
Drop the needle on a vinyl and cry to an old hag.
That's enough.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy. Enjoy. I listened to put on the other day. I've been really trying. There are all these names that pop up. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. There's names that pop up every day on social media, and I go, who's that? what do they do? Like, I saw somebody named Tate McRae, who's very attractive young lady. Paulie's wife, Megan's in here. She's very attractive. She's a pop singer, I believe.
Okay.
So sure. I listened to some of that, and it's not my jam. So I went, and everyone's talking about Jelly Roll. So I went and listened to some Jelly Roll. I want to be informed. And so I went and listened to some Jelly Roll the other day. And I can't get over the name.
Jelly Roll. It's jarring.
It's jarring.
And then you see him, and you're like, oh, that's a pretty good name, actually.
Yeah, you
look like a Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. And he seems like a pretty good dude. And I listened to his music, and I thought, all right.
He's got some soul.
Got a little something to it. But every day somebody comes out and I go, man, it's official. Like I'm aging out. I'm aging out of everything. It was the funniest thing. Tyler wants to know my take on, well, how do you say her name? Chappelle Roan?
Chappelle
Roan. So I saw all of this big to-do when she played, I believe it was Glastonbury, somewhere in England, a huge festival, and there were hundreds of thousands of people.
What's the one in Chicago?
Oh, that was
Lollapalooza.
Yeah, that was it.
That's, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people came to see Chappelle Roan. And I listened to it, and I go, yeah, I like it. I like it. It's again, I'm a 49-year-old man. It's not really made for me. But I didn't listen to it and go, good Lord. It's not like when I heard like Florida Georgia Line or something, I was like, all right, get me out of here. I went, okay, I get it, and I get why young women would like Chappelle Roan, 100%. Yeah, I mean, that's not, if I'm listening to this, you're actually probably creeped out.
I'd be concerned.
I'm like, hell yeah, Chappelle Roan, right? So
I'd be very concerned.
Hey,
you heard the new Chappelle Roan single? I'd be like, what?
Yeah, you guys dig on Chappelle Roan? It's weird for a 49-year-old man, I think, to be into it. But I am aging out, and it sucks because I like to, you know, try to stay on top of things. But I got the funniest DM yesterday from a kid. And I'd say kid. I don't know how he is. He's old enough to drive. I know that because he's on a road trip right now. He DMs me a screenshot of Don't Look Back in Anger from Oasis. And he goes, well, excuse me, Oasis, I was not familiar with your game. And I go, what? You've never heard Don't Look Back in Anger?
Oh, he was, in fact, a kid.
If he was a kid, his name's Evan. And he goes, Oasis, I owe you an apology. I was not familiar with your game.
It's my favorite song from
them. He gives you one of the biggest anthems of all time.
Right.
And I go nuts. And I'm like, oh, dude, well, check out this song and this song and this song. He said, hey, I got another 10 hours of driving. I'll be making my way through the discography. And I said, all right, good for it. Like, he's doing what I don't do. Is if somebody new comes out, my automatic reaction is, oh, this sucks. It's auto. Once you check out this band, oh, it's terrible. And I hate that about myself. So I'm really trying to be more open-minded. I'm listening to Jelly Roll, and I'm listening to Chapel Roan and Tate McRae. I just enjoyed her video.
McRae is mostly hair. Like, she's a lot, it's a lot of hair.
She does some hair stuff.
Flipping, yeah. And she's a great dancer.
She's very attractive.
The microphone stays relatively far away from her mouth while she's performing.
Okay.
So, great dancer, yeah.
Lovely but I just don't know.
Sorry.
I can't keep up. I'm having a hard time keeping up with all of the up-and-coming trends. And I think that's just part of getting older, you know, and that's why I tend to go back to the nostalgia of the 90s and the 2000s.
There's another chick out there that Megan loves to listen to, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I listened to a little bit.
I've heard of.
She's
I've never
good. She's
heard
like,
it.
She's kind of like a Kacey Musgraves sort of pop star. And Megan goes, hey, I'm trying to find tickets to... She's playing Sports Arena, Pechanga Arena in November. She goes,
and
yeah, me and Vivian would love to go to that. And I go, okay, let me look. Brother. We're talking like $600 to get in the door. Get in the door. And then I went and looked. It's like 200 million monthly listeners on Spotify. I go, I didn't know this person existed a week ago. And it's like $750 for like the back row.
That's
just
bananas,
to get in the door. I'm like,
dude.
Oh my God.
That's bananas.
Is this what concerts are nowadays?
I think so. Well, I mean, look, I paid £200 to go see the biggest show in England with that. Yeah, everyone. Tony says Oasis sounds like lounge music in 1986. I mean, yeah, it's not for everybody, but it's for about 15 million Brits and Irishmen and Welshmen, like Welsh Fryer. I'm really excited about that, but I did think it was funny. He's like, oh man, I've never heard Don't Look Back in Anger before, and it's really good. I'm like, this is crazy. Getting old is certainly a treat. We got the skipper, Mike Schilt, coming up at 9 a.m. Paulie's got a Rindle report for us next. And, Paulie, you had a story in here that I don't know that I fully agree with. And I know one person that definitely disagrees, and that's Mrs. Woods. I can promise you that. And I think Mrs. Rindle disagrees as well, and maybe most of the wives out there will. But we will talk about that. You don't want to miss this one. You have little ears. Tell them to plug them up. We'll be right back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Traffic then, Rindle report, Paulie says. It's so weird. I just never remember. I'm sorry, man. Sorry.
By the way, Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by California Coast Credit Union. Get a 4.28% APR auto loan at California Coast Credit Union with no payments for 90 days. Offer valid with CalCoast car buying service discount. Interest accrues immediately. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit calcoastcu.org.
You know what I didn't realize? Today's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Nothing like getting on a plane and flying on Friday the 13th. So now I wasn't scared.
Out.
Now I am very, very scared to fly. I believe in weird superstitions. To me, I'm like, oh boy, does that bode well for our beloved San Diego Padres? We'll talk to the skipper, Mike Schilt, at 9. We've got a Rindle report coming up next after this check of traffic.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
Would I need some help, please?
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. A birthday edition of the Rindle Report
about
today.
That?
So that means on your birthday, you get to do whatever you want on the Rindle Report.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank God.
As long as you run it by me first and I approve it, then yes.
All right. Well, hopefully you approve of this first one. Let's get an update on Unk.
Oh, Unk had himself a day.
Shannon Sharp. So many layers to this story over the last couple of days. I mean, where to begin? I guess we can start with his latest endorsement offer, an adult website. An adult website wants a little bit more of Shannon Sharp. They have made him an offer if he would like to join their team.
As an actor?
And as an actor.
You know, you got to pass.
Do some videos.
Too high profile, man.
$100,000 on the table for
him. That's nothing, dude.
I think he makes more than that.
He absolutely makes more than that. And, you know, he would lose all of the other money. It's not like they say, yeah, go ahead for an extra $100,000. Go ahead and do it. Yeah, no problem. I mean, I go to Adam and I say, hey, I want to be an adult film star. Well, go ahead, Woodsy, but you can't work at 97.3 The Fan anymore. You know, I think I'd have to probably run it by Hannah first, but yeah, I mean, you can't do it. But they always do this.
Did you just say you would talk to Adam before you talk to your
wife? Yeah, I'd ask Adam first and then talk to Hannah and say, I have to, I want to do this.
Those
companies do that all the time.
Yep.
It's smart. It's promotion. So
yeah. It gets people in San Diego talking about him on the radio.
Adam said, nice.
I saw Paul Pierce was very upset with the reaction from everybody to Shannon Sharp because Sharp is employed by ESPN now.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce was employed by ESPN.
It's different.
Paul Pierce went live on Instagram. A little bit different. He was playing cards, had a bunch of people over, having a big party, and he went live and had like girls and thongs like twerking on him.
Right behind him. He knew what he was
smoking
doing.
Smoking a cigar. He
I think it was a joint. Wasn't
went
it?
Live.
Wasn't it a joint?
Was he might smoking have been a
weed?
Joint.
I think he was smoking weed.
Might have been a joint.
Like drinking out of the bottle. Like it was.
So Shannon Sharp goes live and nobody bats an eye. He's going on the air again on Monday, but I go on Instagram live. Like, bro, you meant to. This was an accident.
Shannon throwing his phone. He said, I just threw my phone on my bed and it, you know, something happened. Oh, man.
All right, we'll move on. In Major League Baseball, now I did not see this. You sent this over about 5 minutes ago, and I'm reading through it right now. But
I almost did it in Don't Do This,
and then it was weird
at the end when I saw it, so I didn't. This is nuts.
Major League Baseball has made an agreement with Strauss. German apparel company Strauss, and they will have their name and logo on batting helmets.
This has got to be a fake
story. Post-season batting helmets through the 2027 season. The ads will be 5 by 0.92 inches and will be located on both sides of every helmet.
Maybe I'm ignorant. I've never heard of Strauss. I don't know. What do they make? Are they involved in baseball in any way?
Levi Strauss.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
They dropped Dunder. It's just Mifflin. Strauss, Strauss, and the mock-ups that they showed online was like they use these like little kid batting helmets. They put Strauss on the side. It's not what big league helmets look like, but
yeah,
it is
up there on the chat.
Big white Strauss on the side.
Looks very odd. I guess.
No big leaguers wear those helmets, by the way. Right. Not one.
Right. I mean, Major League Baseball is not going to turn away opportunities to make a lot of money.
No.
And you see it in other sports. You see jersey patches and stuff all the time.
Somebody said fake. Is it fake?
I don't know.
AP reported.
Everybody's reporting on it. Yeah, the league announced it today, this morning. So I don't think it's fake.
The league did? It looks like that, it looks horrific.
Advertising will be featured on MLB helmets beginning with the 2024 postseason, the league announced on Friday.
I'm all for making money.
MLB has reached a multi-year deal to place the name and logo on their helmets in the postseason.
High-performing workwear.
Strauss,
great. Breathable, waterproof, and windproof, making them perfect for navigating tough weather conditions.
How does this make you feel?
I don't get typically in the weeds on stuff like this. I just don't. I never got in the weeds on uniform talk. You know, I think the Padres uniforms now are way better than they were. But at the time, I was like, I don't care. I want a winning product. Well, a lot of people said to me, and they were right, Woodsy, why not both? You know what? You're right. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can have both, and they've done a great job at it. Period. The end. It's phenomenal now. But I look at this and I go, that doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. I'm all, you know, throwing the Motorola patch on. No problem. None. I have zero problem with it. Some uniforms are a little gaudier than others. Yeah. Some of them don't look great. I think the Motorola patch looks fine. I have no problem with it. I never did.
See a lot of NBA teams with their own sponsors on their jerseys. But yeah, jersey's one thing. Helmet, it's going to look weird. It's going to take a lot of getting used to.
It really will. And I think it's also jarring. If it was like Pepsi or something. I mean, oh, I've heard of that. I don't know what this is, and I don't know how it really relates to baseball in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, it's they announced it teams up with MLB as official workwear partner, and they are going to be putting those on the postseason helmets this year. And I think it's going to look a little bit odd.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, when they play in like the Dominican League and winter ball and the Mexican teams, that's what their helmets look like, and you just get used to it.
Yeah,
and like. I've played with plenty of guys that play down in TJ in the Mexican leagues. When they show up to play on our teams, they have those pants and they've got like all the logos on their pants, and it looks completely different. And you get used to it in about 5 minutes. So
I'm guessing it's going to be one of those things in a few years we won't even remember.
Yeah, you won't even care, and you won't remember. And again, I think it's good when your team can make some money. I think it's a good thing. I'm not going to crap on a team for trying to make some cash.
Sure. All right, and then finally. Perusing the old prep service this morning, looking for a third Rindle Report story, and I landed on this. A new poll from Zip Health found that the average American says relations
that's a good way
should
to put
last
it.
Should last a total of 35 minutes.
No.
Polly's wife's in
Mrs.
studio.
Mrs. Rindle.
She's weighing in, today. So we know how she feels.
She says no.
So the average...
35 minutes.
35 minutes.
And that includes 15 minutes of foreplay. We do 15 minutes of foreplay every
single day. All right, 15. Leaving
20.
20 minutes left.
And that means... And of that 20, 15 is, the deed. And 5 minutes of cuddling.
Thirty-five minutes per session. Per round. Yeah, per session. What am I? Sting? What are we?
It's a lot of time.
Practicing Tantra. 35 minutes, first of all. 15 minutes of foreplay? I'm not in seventh grade. You know what I mean? I don't have it in me. To do 15 minutes of the kissing and fondling, whatever. That is. Chris in the chat says, this sounds right. 35 minutes? So that means 8 o'clock.
Congratulations to Chris.
8 p.m. you start.
Start your clock.
8 p.m. you start, and you're 8:35. You're like, all right, cuddle time's over.
Huh.
I'd be surprised.
That number stood out. That seems like a long, very high amount of time.
I'm going to go 2 minutes of foreplay, 7 minutes of the other, and then neither of us are big cuddlers. So,
like 8 to 11 minutes.
8 to 11 total, all in, 8 to 11 minutes, and everybody leaves feeling pretty good.
Everyone's happy.
I think. As long as I can focus anyway.
Exactly. And I just think. I've been married for 22 years. That happens for 0 minutes. Nobody has time for the lead in, I think. 20 minutes max, 34 minutes too long.
So they're saying maybe if we just go ratio-wise, they're saying the same amount of foreplay to actual...
Right-ish, yeah.
One-to-one, so...
Rolly says, I just need a commercial break. Let's go. That's it. Woodsy, the Temu of relations. I don't know what that means. What's Temu?
Temu is like a really cheap website.
It's like an Amazon type marketplace online, but not as good.
I mean, I could probably The thing is, you also need a willing participant that wants to invest that much time.
A lot of time.
My wife, hopefully she's not listening. If she is, this is... Probably don't get 35 minutes a month total.
Do you know how much a woman can get done in 35 minutes?
You know how much a man? Minutes? You know how much a man can get done?
Quite a bit.
No, well, no.
It's an interesting...
That's a long time.
I'm going to...
People polled say that's how long it should, not how long it does last.
We're going on vacation
how
this
long
weekend.
It should.
Staying in a hotel. You guys all know about Hotel Hannah. Got the mother-in-law with us, so maybe the kids can stay at night, you know, with them. And I'll test it out. I'll see if I can go the exact. But again,
15, 5.
You also need a willing participant. 15 minutes is a long, long time.
Yeah.
We've got an hour and 10 minutes left, so we could go actually like twice in that whole time. So thank you, Paulie, for that birthday edition of the Rindle Report. We got the skipper, Mike Schilt, coming up next. Going to probably do play some things that Ben likes because he's out of town. Should we revisit what we did to Ben earlier, for those of you that may have missed it? The prank?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay.
You
have that clip?
I do have the clip. This was 9 o'clock yesterday.
Yep.
We were talking about Benny.
And I said, yep, that's happening. So I just texted Benny. Benny, just remember we love you. He has not responded yet. So he's probably on his way up to LA right now. So you guys will have to tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. where we will get to the bottom of what we did, pun intended. For now,
let's move on before we get in trouble.
Rindle Report. Yeah. It all ties in. You know, it all ties in. We like to bring it back and put a bow on it. But we decided to do a little prank on our beloved Benjamin. And we found out where he was staying. And we sent him an apparatus of sorts for his, you know, solo time in the hotel. And we sent that over. And it was delivered to his hotel.
Discreet packaging.
And they actually put it in his room.
Yeah. Just sitting there on the desk
addressed to Ben Higgins, and he said it was very heavy. He said it actually felt like dumbbells, and he picked it up and he opened it and he said, oh my god. And he texted us a picture of it, which we cannot post, and said, was this you two clowns? And we said, yes, enjoy,
have fun tonight.
And then we talked to him this morning and called him, and if you missed it, Christmas says she has to go back for this. It did get delivered. He did open it. We asked him if he attempted to, you know, try it out.
A gentleman does not
kiss and tell. And I asked him, and what I had not realized at the time was an offshoot of the prank was that was the prank. And I was like, I'm happy to have it delivered him, open it and go, oh my gosh, and then send us a picture and be like, you a-holes, whatever. But then I didn't think, well, he's going to be there for Friday night, Saturday, two nights. And he was there last night. So three total nights. What did he do with it this morning when he went to play golf? Because people will come to clean his room.
He probably had to say no room service.
Yeah,
today
you put the that's what you do. You put the D&D up. But you know Ben.
Weird.
You know Ben. He wants to squeeze every nickel out of a hotel he can get. So he wants the room service, the bed made, the room cleaned. So that thing is in there as he's playing golf.
Also,
yeah.
What's he doing with that thing in 35 minutes?
In 35 minutes.
It's a long time.
You don't have to cuddle that thing, though.
You don't have to cuddle.
Or foreplay. But he now has to figure out what I do with it when it's in my room. How do I get it out of here? What do I do with it once I get it home? Can't bring it to the studio.
Does he bring it home?
I think he does. He said he was going to save it and prank us with it later, which is a great bit. Us passing that around for the next decade would be a lot of fun.
No. That's
turning
disgusting.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant just, you know, it making its way into your car or something. So now he's got to get it home. Now he's got to find a place to store it without anybody finding out. So that's what we did to Ben. If you all missed it, go back and listen.
Do you think he uses it this weekend?
Mm-mm. It's not in him. Megan's nodding.
I think he does.
It's not in him.
I think he does.
If he does, it's a confession we'll have to get out of him at like the Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
Beat it out of him.
Yeah, for real.
Come on, tell us.
Be honest. So he said that He's got it, and he said he is going to bring it with him. So I'm so fascinated to hear how this all ends. And this is a weird, weird lead-in to the interview with the Padres skipper, Mike Shildt, which is coming up next. Excited to talk to Shilty, live from San Francisco. Coming up next, right here on your home for Padres baseball, 97.3 The Fan. See what the skipper has to say.
Big, big weekend.
Huge weekend. They're all big from here on out. Every single game. Talk to him about that and then some. Coming up next, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.